firsthand from Eileen and a team of people that have tasted the waters in Lakeland and have come to make to give a report and release an impartation on us today. They're going to give some announcements, too, with regard to... Thank you. They're going to give some announcements with regard to meeting beginning tomorrow night at Vida Abundante, the church of Pastor Eli Bonilla on the south side of the city. God is doing a work on the south side. The south shall rise again. Kind of strange hearing that come from me. But the south side of San Antonio shall rise again. So we're giving God praise for what he's doing in our city in that regard. And Ellie's opened the door for the continuation of God's movement in this city to take place. And we just, all of us sense that it's a move of God that he will get the glory for and nobody else. And bless his name for that. Thank you for those of you who have taken the time to come out today. Every week we desire to leave you with something beneficial, something that you can take away as a benefit of your having been at the table of fellowship together and have ministered before the Lord together. So without any further ado, just let me just keep on eating, and I'm just going to pray and then invite Eileen to come to the microphone and release what God has on her. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just bless you and thank you for this air of expectancy in this room today, Lord. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And we praise you and thank you that you meet us at the place of our hunger to fill us with the presence of yourself. And we honor you and thank you for it. Thank you for what every heart will receive. Open our ears that we may hear beyond the voice of a team, that we may hear your voice. And God, we give you praise and honor for intending to release on this group of leaders what you are doing around the world. And we're excited, Father God, to be early adapters, those that hear and receive and walk into things that you have for us. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it in the precious name of Jesus. And the people of God said amen and amen.
Can finish. We'll be flexible. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. How many people have been watching Lakeland on the web? How many people? Oh, not so many, not so many. Well, I want to tell you, I only went there for two nights. And Natalie was there, and Gabe, and Marty and family, and all kinds of other people have been for much longer than that. But I was only there for two nights. I had to come straight back. But I tell you, God is doing something incredible, and it will be in your face and destroy and challenge every conceivable religious spirit. It will be just smacking you in the face. And so if there's a religious spirit around, you're going to be saying, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, I shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that, and I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. And I want to tell you, you'll be sitting there with your arms crossed and you'll be judging. But I tell you, you'll miss a move of God. There was a time in this nation when God came to Azusa Street, and there were people with just exactly the same attitudes who were sitting there and who missed the move of God. But I tell you, when every time a move of God comes into a nation, every time when a move of God comes, there it comes. comes to offend that which is religious, and it will kick it out of the way, and it will make a way for that which is of God. And I want to say to you, something is happening in our nation, but it's not for our nation, it's not even for our city, it's not for you, it's not for me, it is for the world, because this is a time when God is moving across the face of the earth to fulfill those things which he has decreed and declared. He said in his word in Acts chapter 3 and verse 21, he has already declared that he will restore all things, and then the Christ will come. And I want to say to you, we're in the last of the last days, and our God is restoring all things, and he's going to do it beside us. He's going to do it despite us. He's going to do it. He's going to trample upon the necks of his enemies, and he is going to restore. He's going to have the life of Jesus manifested in the church again. He's going to have signs and wonders and miracles. He's going to do that. And I want to tell you, people of God, we have got to just stand back, let God move. And I want to say to you, knit your heart to the word of God. I'm not saying knit it to Todd Bentley or Lakeland or anything of that. Say, I'm saying, come on, knit your heart with the word of God. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, and the people around said, what's happening? And Peter said, this is that. And I want to tell you, this is that. Because right now, that is needed in this time. Because here we are at the last of the last times, with rumors of wars, wars, tumults, famines, earthquakes. Come on, what else do we want to see? God is going to send his Christ. And before he does, he's going to have a harvest reaped in the face of the earth. And the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not equipped to reap the harvest. And so God is going to equip his people at this time. And I believe that that's what's going on at Lakeland. That God is equipping his people. You know, when I went there, I was amazed that there were more men than women. You know, most meetings where God's turning up, I'm sad to say, there's more women than men. But this place, there were more men than women. Come on, you know what I'm saying. It's the truth, isn't it? And also there were masses, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leaders, church leaders, senior pastors. It was just an amazing number, because, you know, I'd heard, oh, it's just all those crazy people, loads of flaky people. Well, I thought, okay, I'm going to be amongst the flakes, I'll be a flake. But you know, I could have counted the flakes on one hand, really and truly. I was expecting to see a lot more. That were, you know, those weirdos who turn up for everything that's happening. But no, I could have counted them on one hand. But honestly, the majority were men, solid men of God. And I want to tell you what kind of category they were. They were primarily, I would say, more than 50%. Somebody else can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would have said more than 50% were over 50. Which, to me, is... Well, it says something. They're people who've gone through the charismatic renewal. They have been those who've had great anticipation. Oh, God, you're going to do something incredible. Oh, God, you're going to save. Oh, God, you're going to build your church. Oh, God, this is the time for reaping the harvest. And they had had hope deferred, and their heart was sick. And there were rows and rows and rows of such people who were saying, oh God, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Oh God, I hope this is it. But then, is this it? It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel good. Is this it? And there were crowds like that. Thank God. He'll draw the hungry. And every hungry person will be filled. When I was baptized in water, when I was converted, the Lord gave me a scripture. He satisfies the hungry soul and fills the longing soul with good things. I've repeated that a million times. He satisfies. Come on, I hope you've still got a hungry, longing soul. Come on, we have to have that to the day we go into glory, because there's going to be so much to feast on that day. Come on, he satisfies the hungry soul. He fills the longing soul with good things. Come on, I'm hungry. I'm longing. I want to see the power of God. I want to see the glory of God. I want to see what God says being done. I want to decree a thing and see it established. I want to see God's word done in the earth. I want to see the end time harvest being reaped. I want to see the dead raised, the sick being healed. I want to see demons flying at the name of Jesus. And I believe that this is what the church is supposed to be. And I believe that we've lost our way somewhere. And I believe God is going to get it back to where it should be in these last days. But we need a shake up, a wake up. And I believe this is what Lakeland is. It's a shake up and a wake up. I tell you, one of the principal things that's coming out of Lakeland is a surge of faith in the people of God. It doesn't matter which nation you are, you contact. We have relationships in many nations, and all over the world, people are watching this on the web. And so all over the world, that word is going forth out of the heart of God into people. And I want to tell you, people are getting saved. People are taking to the streets. This past week, I had a phone call from somebody who lived in the hometown where we used to live. And he said, he led 213 people to the Lord. And my sister, my own sister in south of England, she said, God's gone crazy in this city. She said, the churches are all moving and working together. Everything's on fire. There's meetings continuously. People are being saved. The sick are being healed. She said, it's non-stop. This is in a sleepy major town on the south coast of England. And I want to tell you, that story is being repeated all over England. Hallelujah. They're hungry. They're coming in their droves. And I want to tell you, God needs to do that in this nation. San Antonio is a key city. Come on, you've prayed. I've prayed. We've poured out our tears. We've spent hours and hours, weeks. We've spent time pleading with God. And I believe that God is saying, come on, people of God, rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Let's do it. I'm going to share the word of God with you. I've got a quickie. I don't know how much time I've got because we've shifted things around. But here we are. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I believe that God wants to do something so amazing, so incredible. I think it will blow all our minds. I think it will be beyond any person's expectation. I'm looking for something which you can't add up. You can't sort of codify. You're not going to write a neat message about this. You're not going to put a little news item in your weekly paper. Oh, no, this is going to burn you up, consume you. I'm looking for such things to happen. When we lived in Bombay many years ago, I want to tell you, we had a move of God. But I'm expecting something bigger than the move of God that we had then. We saw thousands, tens and tens of thousands converted and brought into the kingdom of God. We saw churches planted. We saw the most incredible things take place. We saw every demon that ever moved get cast out. We saw people being saved. We saw mighty teams of people going everywhere. We saw all kinds of stuff. I remember coming home from trying to buy some groceries one day, and I was just being grabbed into this house, grabbed into that. Come on, pray for this one, cast out this demon, do this, lead this one to the Lord. And I remember getting home eventually and saying to Alan, I'm going to die if this carries on much longer. And he said, it's a good way to die. Come on, folks. And we got to make that kind of decision. This is a good way to die. This is a good way to die. And there are a lot of things we got to die to. Come on, we're going to die to ourselves, number one. We're going to die to our own stuff, number two. And we're going to die to everything that will keep us apart. Because I can tell you, God's got one body. And he's going to put his power in his one body. He's got one head and he's got one set of instructions for his one body. Come on, folks. This is where we got to get to. And I want to say to you, these next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, down at Peter Abundante, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do, honestly. We just know God's going to come. God's been just pouring himself out in that church already. But God's just going to come. And I believe that we're going to see something which will spark the flame. We've been asking different church leaders and all kinds of people who've got something they know that they could give to come and cooperate with us. And come on, let's just see this thing happen. Do you know what? We're going to do something which you never do at a conference. Nobody in this wildest dreams would do this at a conference. We're going to break bread together. We're going to have a communion. We're going to decree and declare the body of Christ in this city is one. We drink one cup. We drink one cup in Jesus' name. Come on. The way we do that might be tread on a few religious toes too, but, you know, come on. There is no special way in which you have to do that. This is that. When Peter referred to that, he said in Joel, you remember in Joel in chapter 2, he said, come on, some of you Bible teachers looking. Okay, yeah, I do read a Bible as well as shout. Here, this is that in Joel chapter 2. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former and the latter rain in the first month. Something which is beyond our estimation is about to happen. The former and the latter rain, a deluge, an outpouring. It's interesting they call it the Lakeland outpouring. We want the San Antonio outpouring, don't we? Come on, that's what we're after. San Antonio outpouring. Now, I want to turn you, this is where I really want to go, into Exodus in chapter 3. Now, that's a strange scripture for us perhaps to go to. But you remember the background of this. Here's Moses tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And here he is in the wilderness. And that's exactly where most of these pastors in this city are. They're tending a flock in the wilderness. Come on, folks. Tending a flock in the wilderness. And I believe that God is coming to those who are tending flocks in the wilderness. I believe it's time for him to turn up on those people. Now, this man was being faithful tending his flock. Come on, I know some of you. You're faithful men. You've stuck in when everything else looked as if what's the point of this? Come on, and there's many in this city, godly, gracious men of God who are tending the flock faithfully. They have gone round and round in that wilderness. They have become discouraged. So many in this city are discouraged. But I want to speak that spirit of discouragement today and say, be gone. Become, because there's a hope. There is a glory coming. There is a chance for a former and a latter rain coming as a deluge and an outpouring upon this city. Come on, look up. Look up, San Antonio. It's time. The Lord's drawing near. Here's dear old Moses. And then in the middle of his wilderness experience, the angel of the Lord turns up and he appears to him in a flame of fire in the midst of the bush. He came in a way which was supernatural, well, absolutely incredible, was not anything you could ever expect, nothing which had ever happened before, and everybody would think, wow, let's get out of here fast, let's get out of here. But something in Moses was drawn. Something was drawn. And I hope that despite the fact that this is supernatural, this might look wrong, this might look crazy to you, I'm hoping today that something in you is getting drawn, drawn. The angel of the Lord turned up. And there Moses looked. That's a key phrase. That's in verse 2, if you're following. In verse 2, Moses looked. Come on, take a good look, folks. Come on, some of you who may have had some other attitude in your heart, pray for those in the city who've got those other attitudes. Come on, but let's look. First step, we look. We're going to give God a chance in this thing. Are you ready to do that? Give God a chance. I'll take a look. I won't allow prejudice to stop me looking. I will look. And behold, the bush was burning with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And then Moses said, these are key words. These are key words. Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Now, what would have happened to a whole nation if he had not turned aside? I don't think God's talking to one person anymore. I think he's talking to his body. He's saying, come on, body of Christ, are you ready to see? Are you ready to say, I will turn aside? And that is a decision of your will. I will turn aside and see. And I'm calling you. Come on, you be these people. You're not just, this is not just idle curiosity. I'm going to turn aside. This isn't just something nice for those people. It isn't just something for another generation. I believe that this is for every living, moving person in the body of Christ. I don't care if you're as old as I am or you're as young as some of the young people here. I want to say to you, come on, this is for the body of Christ. Turn aside and see and get the fire of God upon you. I'm going to turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that, look at this, God's watching. When the Lord saw, he turned aside. Come on, you're not escaping. The Lord's watching what you're doing. He's watching your attitudes. He's watching your actions. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, then God called from the midst of the bush. You know, there's people who never get called. They never turn aside to see. They never go there. I want to tell you, it's not just a privilege to go and give yourself time to turn aside. I want to tell you it's a necessity. It's a necessity to give yourself time to turn aside. And I want to say to you, precious ones, if you don't do that every day, you're going to be walking the wrong way. This isn't just, you know, an occasion you go to Lakeland. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a rigorous attitude to yourself where you definitely, you turn aside to the Lord. And you're his. You know, come on, we're ministers. We know we have busy lives, incredibly busy lives, all of us. We've all got full calendars. We've all got 10 things we could be doing at any given time. Come on, we know that. We're all in that place. But I want to say this is the priority. This is our priority. We turn aside to see, and then we'll hear the voice of God. He will speak. He calls to us from the midst of the bush. And listen to this. Moses, here am I. Gives you an opportunity to respond to God. And then we know the next verse 5. Take your shoes off from your feet. Come on, Moses. This is holy ground. I want you to come into a place where the ground is so holy that it does literally slay you. I'm sure some of you have been there, and I want to invite you to get to that place again where you're so aware of the holiness of God that you are just literally slain on your face. You can't move. You're so aware of his purity and his holiness, and all you want is him. All you want is that purity. All you want is that. You can't bear another thing. God wants us there to stand on that holy ground, because that holy ground is the place of his speaking. He will speak to us out of that holy ground. Our holy God. This is so encouraging for us who prayed and prayed in this city. The Lord says, I've heard your cry. I've heard the cry. Verse 9. I've heard the cry of the children of Israel. It's come to me. I've heard the cry of this city of San Antonio. I've heard the cry. I've heard your cry. I heard that this morning in my spirit. Oh God, you've heard our cry. You've heard our cry. Come on, let that ring in your ears. God, you've heard our cry. It's time for outpouring, Lord. It's time for a pouring out of your spirit. It's time for the former and the latter rain. It's a time for a restoration of all things. God, you've heard our cry. God. heart. It's time, Lord. Come upon us. Come upon us. And what did the Lord say? I send you. I send you, Moses. And I believe that's the word of the Lord to every one of us. I send you. I send you. Come on, listen. I don't mind who it is. We are sent ones. We're commissioned ones. We have got a ministry resting upon us because we have the Holy Spirit resting upon us. And he is the Holy One who wants to speak and wants to do and wants to act and wants to manifest Jesus now in this time. And come on, we've got ministry. I send you. I send you. And the Lord is sending us into this city. Oh, Father, consume us. Consume us, Lord, with an obedient spirit. I just want to ask Gabe. I've invited Gabe here today. Come here, Gabe, for a moment. I'm going to ask you, Gabe, to give a testimony of going to an individual and just out of the blue, just doing that. I want you to give that testimony. Gabe is an intern working with us, Marty's son. The power of God. No respect of persons, young people. Come on, older people. The anointing of God. I send you. He sent Gabe. Go on, Gabe, you tell him.
Okay, sure. Well, anyways, I'm just a young guy, and I read the Bible, and I take it for what it says, and I believe Jesus is who he says he is, and I believe he does what he says he does, and he's no respecter of persons. You know, the Bible says that when he appears, we shall be like him, and when he appears, he's going to rule with a rod of iron. He's going to be a warrior, and we'll be like him. So what do we do today? We're to be like him. We're to be forming ourselves, and he's manifest for the purpose of destroying the works of the enemy, so that's what we're here to do in the earth. And so we started moving and healing just in the streets and stuff, and word started getting out of all these people getting healed in Walmarts and in Chinese restaurants and all this stuff. So a lady heard about it, called us over to her house, and I went over to go minister to her with a group of people, well, two other people. And she was on disability from the government, and she couldn't move. She would just lay in a chair all day and just get compensation from the government because she was so sick. And we didn't really even know exactly what was wrong with her. And so we went in there, told her, hey, we're here to pray for you. She's not a believer. Her husband is an atheist. And so we go in there, and she's telling us that one hip is up here and the other's down here. And she was at the doctor's earlier that day, and they were yanking on her leg trying to get the hips into alignment. And she was in so much pain. She had a shot in her back and caused her legs to go numb from the waist down. So she couldn't even feel her legs. She was just sitting in the chair. So we took her legs and asked them to stretch them out. And we asked the Lord to grow her leg out, and bam, her leg shoots out an inch and a quarter past the short leg. So we get the other leg, ask the Lord to grow that out, bam. And her kids are watching this. Her husband's in the kitchen, her atheist husband, fixing something. So we start praying for her. I ask her to take my hand and just release the kingdom into her and just release the Spirit of God to minister and to destroy darkness and that infirmity. And she's shaking like this. She goes, oh my gosh, I can feel my legs. I can feel my legs. And they were numb from a shot that she had in her spine. The power of the Holy Spirit was nullifying the medicine, and she's crying and stuff under the power of God, and she's unchurched, she's shaking and stuff, and it was like this thick chocolate cake. That's what I thought of at the time, because it was so thick and rich and sweet, the presence of the Lord that was just dumping into her, and she's shaking and stuff. So anyways, we pray for her. She stands up, and she wasn't able to stand up. Her legs were numb. She's standing up, and she's like this, and I was like, hey, I see the Lord. He's giving you a new heart. And I'm thinking of emotions and stuff. But she says, the doctor says, I have holes in the valves of my heart. Well, I was like, that's a double word. Bam! She falls back into her chair, and she gets up a totally different person. She gives her heart to the Lord that night, and she gets born again, and she's been well ever since. A week later, we heard that she lost 15 pounds, and she was seen doing yard work.
Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to give glory to God. And what Gabe has told us about there, I believe that every one of us is equipped to do. Come on. I want to move in it. I know you want to move in it. We want to do the works of Jesus. What did it say on the act? Jesus said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you and you shall be witnesses. You will be a manifestation of Christ in the earth and it will come with fire. And I'm believing that that's exactly what God is going to have in the restoration of all things now. Now, in San Antonio, Texas, it's time. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we just go over there or what should we do? You know. Rick's going to lead us in worship and we're going to continue. And we've got other folks here who can give you some testimonies and tell you other things that have been taking place. And we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to pray. And I want, if any person here is hungry for an impartation of this, come on, who are we? We're nobody. But we're believing God that there is something tangible in that anointing. If you've read any history of any revivals, people go one place, catch something and bring it back. Have you heard about that? And that's what's always happened. When we were in India, the hills of the Khasi Hills were full of Presbyterian churches. Presbyterian missionaries are taking it back from the Welsh revival. Come on, you can take this revival and we can bring it to San Antonio and it will be San Antonio's outpouring in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.